Blog Talk Radio.
Well, gee. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, owner and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network, and I'm so blessed to welcome you to Gap Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, October the 21st, 2021. And now, here is your anointed host and facilitator, my beautiful sister, hallelujah, Apostle Jaylene Travis. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for those kind words that you're speaking, and we'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight to tonight's podcast or tonight's Gap Ministries Bible study on today. for the first time, I'm just really just trying to grab words, but I'm just going to let God do what he always does, because there are so many things that's going on, and there's so many people that are losing peace and joy, finances, health reasons, or, you know, they're losing the things that they felt like God has given them and it's been taken. You know, like even with some people, you know, they look at the tangible things. They're losing their homes or their vehicles or losing positions at work or jobs. But I look at the fact that the enemy has taken so much from us. He has consumed so many things from us. And that's what we're going to talk about, because God has always been the type of God that no matter what the enemy does, no matter what he comes to us, no matter what he uses, he always gives back. He restores, he revives, he recovers, he rescues. And that's why I believe where it says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. That's not what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk tonight about restoration. And we're going to come from the book of Joel, that second chapter. And we're going to start actually at the 21st verse, but we're going to take the meat of everything from the 25th verse. So we're going to come from Joel, the second chapter. That's the book after Hosea. And we're going to start at the 21st verse. And we're going to talk about some things. But before I get started, I always like to say a prayer and talk to God first. Just bear with me as I go into prayer. Father, in the name of the resurrected Jesus, I come before you to give you praise and honor. And I just give you thanksgiving for the blessing and opportunity for speaking on behalf of you to your people. Upon this great network, upon this global network. We thank you for our overseer, our bishop, Bishop Shirlene Cook, her humble spirit, for her obedience and her love and her thirst for righteousness and to get the word out to the people of God. So, Father, we thank you for everyone that is on this call tonight, that is on by way of the chat room in the studios, everyone that's on by their computers or on their cell phones. Father, we ask that their hearts be and that they be fashioned and tender and pliable to receive your word. Let your word come into their hearts, into their spirits, and let it become one. Let it be infused, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you as your vessel that I humbly and surrender everything unto you. I pour out that you may pour into me. And Father, speak to me and speak through me. Holy Ghost, have your way in my life. Have your way in this sermon. Have your way in this teaching. And have your way in the hearts and the minds and spirit of everyone that's listening. And it is in Jesus' name we give you praise, honor, and glory, and we yield. Amen. So, again, we're going to go to the book of Joel, the second chapter. And we're going to start it at 21st verse. Now, I'm reading from a King James Version. So some of you may have the New Translation or the NIV or just a different version, but the Word of God still reads as the Word of God. In verse 21 in the, Joel 2, we're going to start with the Word of God says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." I need you guys to remember the verse 21. It says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." I'm going to come back and touch on that later. And it says, "Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the trees beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength." Verse 23 says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month." Verse 24 says, "And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil." Now in verse 25, where we're going to take the meat of our subject that we're going to discuss tonight, God is telling the people, he says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Verse 26 says, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and no, and none else, none else, none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. So, what is God saying? We're going to go back to that 25th, well, we're going to go back to that 21st verse. Apparently, there was a lot of things going on at that time where it was deliverance to follow repentance. It was some things going on in the land at that time, and there was a lot of fear. Fear opens the door for a lot of different spirits to come in, not only to come in and cohabitate and to possess, but they come in and take and steal. Remember, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So God is telling the people in verse 21 to fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, 22, ye beasts of the field. So it appears that there was something going on at that time where the enemy was killing, stealing, and destroying, but he was mostly stealing because God is restoring it at this point in time. Because when we go over to the 25th verse, he says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, that the canker worm and the caterpillars and the palmer worms. And he said about his great army which he sent among you. Now, let's talk about a couple of things first. He said that when he's talking about there's locusts, canker worms, caterpillars, and palmer worms. So there are four things that is devouring the land and the people at this time. Now, in the physical sense, a canker worm is a caterpillar from the north side of America. Well, we'll just say the northern country. But it's like a moth, and it has no wings. And they mostly are the female versions of a caterpillar. Now, the canker worms can consume the buds and the leaves of a tree, and it can be a major pest. Now, a caterpillar is pretty much, everybody know what a caterpillar, what it turns into once it goes into a cocoon. It's the larva of a butterfly, which is a type of moth. And now, a palmer worm is a hairier caterpillar, which appears in great numbers. Remember that. It appears in great numbers, but it devours herbage. And it means like caterpillar, but it's more like in a Hebrew sense, and it's considered some type of or some type kind of locust. Now, the locust is the most feared and the most aggressive of the insects. And it talks about when I was studying about what the locust does, they travel quickly in large swarms. They swarm, meaning they all come together. And they come and they work together, and their primary focus is to destroy whatever it, you know, to eat and destroy and leave nothing. Now, what does this remind us of? Demonic spirits. It reminds us of what Satan is coming to do in the earth. Kill, steal, destroy. He's coming after the generations. He's coming after the generations by, like, this generation. The enemy is setting so much deceit and deception in it where he's teaching we have laws that have allowed men to be married to men, women to be married to women, transgenders. You've got a lot of people that are practicing witchcraft openly. And you got people that are saying, well, don't talk about the Bible in public because it's against the law, or it's just not politically correct. Or you've got situations where people are doubting who they are, or they're afraid. People are living in fear. Remember I said earlier, fear opens up a gate for demons to come in, cohabitate, or to dominate, or to actually devour and consume. Now, when God is saying that he will restore the years to you that the locust has eaten, what has the enemy taken or devoured from your life? Has he taken something from you like your peace and your joy, your health, your strength? Has he taken your mindset, you know, where to a point where, you know, you can't think straight because you're worried so much about things? Has he gotten you to a point where, you know, you've got things that are happening where you've got people that are walking up, you know, killing people? Look at the situation in Memphis, Tennessee at the supermarket. A guy was so depressed and upset because he lost his job. He went in and he murdered people. So that's the murderous spirit of Cain, but that's a spirit, that's that locatic spirit is what they call it, is this that swarming spirit. When you see a lot of things happening in an area, that's something that the enemy has launched against the region. He's launched against communities. He's launched against states or nations. Suicide is one. Fear is another. Love for money is another. Struggle with power. The spirit of Jezebel, which is not just a female spirit. You got to understand that a spirit has no gender. It's a spirit. So the spirit of Jezebel can be a female, can dominate in a female form, and it can dominate in a male form. But when God says that he's going to restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworms, the caterpillars, and the palmer worms, and he says his great army, which he sent among you, his great army that he's sending among you could be people that you go to church with, people that you work with, your neighbors, people that you grew up with, people that you actually can meet in a supermarket or a grocery store, because he sent his saints among you. He sent his chosen ones to feed the word of God to you, to tell you that, hey, help is here, not that it's on the way. See, back in the old days, they used to sing, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain, but I'm here to tell you today, you don't have to come up on the rough side of the mountain. God has instilled in you enough power by faith to command the mountains to be thou removed. And just like when the enemy comes in to kill, steal, and destroy, you can call upon the name of Jesus. The word of God says that they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They shall be rescued. If God is, not if, when God says that he will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, that means whatever Satan has sent to you, if it's something that's going on within your life, some locusts have swarmed in your life through generational curses. Some locusts, some cankerworms and palmer worms are coming in your life through cyclonic, demonic cycles, seasonal cycles. Some spirits follow you from generation to generation trying to figure out how they can activate their will and their power or their assignment. People don't realize that when there are things that follow you, because when I studied about the locust, they can swarm. One thing about the locust, it's a worldwide insect. Some of these insects that we're talking about in this scripture are only located in certain regions. Just like the cankerworm, it operates in the northern side of a region. But the locust can swarm anywhere. And I know you guys have seen something on the news years ago and as early as last year where there was locusts like overseas and some in California that was just tearing up crops, and it was causing, you know, high prices in the supermarket. But don't you know when the enemy attacks us that it costs a price with us, a high price? Like if the enemy comes in and they're going through things like what the world is doing, say like with Harry Potter, you know, they'll tell you that, oh, it's nothing, it's just a book, but it's witchcraft, it's real. And if you're studying it, if you have Ouija boards, if you're dealing with voodoo, if you're dealing with astrology, your sign is the Leo. No, my sign is the cross because I'm a Christian. My sign comes from God, his son. But if you're studying those things, that's part of the locusts, the cankerworms, the palmer worms, those things, and the caterpillars. Those things take form in the spirit, and they start devouring who you are. They'll devour your purpose, your anointing, your calling on your life. They will devour your spirit and your soul. They will devour your health. They will devour your finances. They will devour your mindset. They will come in, and they're activated in some cases by cycles, by seasons. Just like we go from September to October, we go from summer to fall, from fall to winter, from winter to spring, and back from spring to summer. There are things in cycles. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, to everything there is a time and a purpose, a season under the sun. And even when it says to everything, that means that there's something that the enemy is going to release, because he operates in cycles. He operates in seasons. So when he sends the locust in to devour you and your family, or to devour your purpose, or to devour your spirit, or to devour your soul, you got to know that God will restore. That means if you put your trust in God, because see, the enemy is going to come, that the enemy will come in. But I use it two ways, because I like this version that I was taught. The word says that when the enemy comes in, and then my uncle put a comma there, my father-in-law put a comma there, he said, but like a flood, the Lord would lift up a standard against him, meaning God will stand before you, and he will lift up a standard. A standard is something to signify, to let you know that, hey, this is God's property. I am God's. I belong to him. You can't tread him. But if the enemy has gotten in some kind of way, God is going to still bring you back. Remember, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. You may be going through a process right now where the locusts are devouring what it says, what the meaning is. It says the vegetation or the leaves and the buds. But the leaves and the buds and the vegetation and the trees is your spirit, your soul, your mind, your heart, your finances, your children, your grandchildren, your loved one, your marriage, whatever it is that you're going through. Those are the things that the enemy is trying to devour and destroy and take away. The thing of it is, you got to know that God restores anything. There is nothing too hard for God to do. You have to have the mindset, and I came to tell you tonight, with God all things are possible. For your restoration to take part, you got to give it over to God. You got to call upon the name of God. You got to just have the faith, not big faith, not mega faith, but the faith the size of a mustard seed. You got to connect yourself to the word of God, and not only to the word of God, you got to connect yourself to people that are not afraid to fight with you and fight for you. You got to connect yourself to the ones that will stand in the gap, because the enemy comes in because there's a hole there. There's a gap. There's a breach somewhere. Most breaches come from generational curses, and we're not aware of the generational curses. That's why you got to know who you hook up with, Bishop. You got to know what family you're marrying into. You got to know who you're doing this, that, and the other. And when you do know those things, then you'll know how to deal with the demons that come with that. Because everybody got some on the tree. I got some on my tree. I got things. My family was a family filled with alcoholics. You know why? Because the great grandfather was a bootlegger. He was a moonshiner, and then he used to swindle people out of money. He was a gambler. So guess what? It was alcoholics in the family. The locusts came in like that, and then not only was it there from the bootlegging and the gambling and stealing and taking money from people, then you got poverty that came in. And then you got folks that came in with no self-esteem, and with the alcoholism, it started messing with the mind in a generation. Then it came in with the thoughts of nervous, well, not the thoughts, the acts of nervous breakdowns, getting in bad relationships. You got to know what kind of insect, what kind of spirit is coming your way. The enemy is not playing with us. And how he is getting by, excuse me, how the enemy is getting over is because, you know, the old people used to say, what you don't know won't hurt you. But what you don't know will kill you. It will cost you everything. It will cost you your life. It will cost you your peace. And it will give the enemy free access and free will to go in and do everything that he needs to do by sending the canker worms, by sending the palmer worms, by sending the larva of the caterpillars, by sending the locusts into your life to wreak havoc, to devour, to destroy. And God is just simply saying, even in this season, even in the old, in the latter rain, he's going to bring you something. Now, it said moderately, he will cause the rain to come down, but
I remember hearing something say the former rain, the latter rain will be greater than the former rain. That's what I'm looking for. When God says that I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, that's what I'm looking for, because restore means to bring back, to reinstate, to return someone or something. We're asking God to return our loved ones, to return them from out of darkness, to return them from the stronghold, to return them from the things that the enemy has come in and infiltrated. We're asking God to restore to us the years that Satan has taken from us, to restore to us not just the years, but the minutes, the seconds, the hours, the days, the nights, the morning. You got parents that are weeping over their children, but we're here to fortify the parents tonight, because we're praying for them and we're praying with them. We're here to pray for the sisters who that man walked out on and left her destitute, thinking that she can't have nothing without him. But if he walked out, watch God restore you and reinstate you better than before. You are already a Proverbs 31 woman, so guess what? You don't need anything that's not worthy of a Proverbs 31 woman. And if you're that man and that woman used you and went somewhere and did something wrong to you, guess what? You're a Psalms 119 man. You got to stand up and be who God. You're a man of standard. You have to stand up and be who God wants you to be, and he will take you through the process. He will restore. He will reinstate. He will put you back into the origin of the condition in which he created you, which was in his image. In the beginning, he said, let us make man in our image. So if he said, let us make man in our image, you're made in the image of God the Father, you're made in the image of Jesus Christ the Son, and you're made in the image of the Holy Ghost. So guess what? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a three-part being. You're just living in an earthly suit. So anything that the enemy comes, there's a mandate on that, because Satan has to everything, there's a season, there's a beginning, and there's a cancellation. There's a termination date. So when the insects come out to the crops, guess what? The farmers come out with the stuff to kill them, with the stuff to treat the land and to restore the land. I've seen where I live here, where the insects will go out and do something to different crops, and I would see when the farmers would come out and they would spray and they would cultivate, and the land will come back just like new. Guess what? God is sprinkling you with holiness. He is sprinkling you with his word. He's giving you the Holy Ghost. He's giving you people that are anointed. He's assigned people to pray with you. He's assigned people to pray for you. Not that you can tell everybody your business, because some people you telling your business to are the enemy. And if you tell the enemy your business, guess what? He can infiltrate. Sometimes all you got to do is just say, God, I need you. And guess what? He's going to provide everything you need. He's just waiting on you. He wants to restore everything, not some of the things. I will restore you the years. And it didn't say some of the years, 5 years. It didn't say a decade, the years. Whatever amount of years, whatever amount of time that the enemy has taken from you, if he's robbed you of your peace, if he's robbed you of anything dealing with your children, if he's robbed you of something in your marriage, if he's robbed you of your heart and your heart is broken, give all the pieces over to God, because only God can reposition those things. Only God can put it back and reinstate it. Only God can bring that thing or someone back to its former condition of origin, meaning that origin is the way that he created you. God created us for great things. And let me say this. When a person has such an anointing on their life, don't you know that the enemy can't touch them, but he has to figure out a way to get them out. Suicide is one of them. Low self-esteem is another. Fear is another. And doubt is another. And rebellion is the biggest one of all. If you rebel and don't want to believe who God is, then Satan has you. If you put everything in this world above what God does, Satan has you. And the longer he has you, the more he can devour. The bigger the swarm gets, because the locusts multiply. But the more they eat, and the word, when I looked it up, they breed faster. They multiply faster than any insect known. And you got to remember, the locusts are global. They're not regional. They're not community. They are worldwide. So they go everywhere. But God is looking. He searches the earth. He looks to and fro You know, he looks to see who he can find to make up that gap, to help fill in the hedge, to help close up the way, to help pray so he can come in and restore, to help lead somebody back to him, to tell him, guess what? I know a God. I serve the Most High God, the one true living God, the one that can help bring back, to reinstate, to recover that which you think you have lost. It may appear to have been lost, but I can tell you by the grace of God, I can tell you as a testimony, you have not lost it. A lot of things, like when a tornado or a storm comes, whatever has been removed by that storm was meant to be removed. But whatever remains is something that God has planted there, and it will never be torn up. It will never be plucked out. And there are times in our lives where God will separate the wheat from the tare, and I would say let God separate the doubt, which is the tare, from your faith. Let God separate the fear from you, because that's a tare. Let God separate that, you know, that anger or that unforgiveness, because sometimes unforgiveness is it can cause generational curses. It can incite demons, because if you can't forgive somebody else, God, I don't even know why I went there, but God can't forgive you. So if it's unforgiveness or bitterness, let it go. Give it to God. Whatever broke your heart, give it to God. Whatever doubts and fears that you have, give it to God. Watch him restore you. Watch him reinstate and bring back the thing that the enemy has taken. I say this, when God does it again, and those who are on, those servant leaders that are on this line, they can attest to this. When God redo it, when God does it, it is better than ever before. Have you ever been in something? I'm going to tell you about me. I was in something once before in a relationship, and I was angry, but that relationship went through me like it was havoc. It was havoc on my mind. It was havoc on my spirit. It was havoc on my heart. It wreaked havoc on my family. It wreaked havoc on my finances. It was just, it was like the canker worms, the palmer worms, the locust, and the caterpillar shape all came in. It was based on the wrong kind of relationship. And when God removed me out of it, a few years later, once I went through the process, he restored me. Once he restored me and reinstated me and placed me in the position that I supposed to be in with him, I looked back and said, what was I thinking? But then I stopped asking myself, what was I thinking? I said, Father, I thank you for restoring me and making me better than before. The strength that you get once God restores you, once you allow him to restore you, when you allow him to bring you back up, to lift you up out of the miry clay. Don't be like some that get pulled out of the pit and then you skirt around the edge. Don't be like that. When God pulls you out of the pit, walk away from the pit. If he sends you back to look in the pit to help pull others out, that's what you do. But you have to do it according to what God is saying. Because you got to remember, it's God who restores. It's God who takes us through the process. It is God who holds us and keeps us. Sometimes there are things in our lives that we are attached to that God wants to cut so he can bring restoration, so he can bring healing. But you have to ask him to show you what it is. You have to ask him, and once he shows you, you have to hear him, obey him, and do exactly as God says. A lot of times we'll get down in Bishop and we'll pray, and we'll say, you know what? Okay, I prayed about it. Now I'm going to go ahead on and do what I pray. No, that's an incorrect way of praying. When you pray to God for something, you have to wait on God's response. You're asking God to help you in any situation. It doesn't matter whether it be financial, whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, whether it be emotional, or whether it be mental, he will restore it. All you have to do is turn to him and give it to him. You don't have to have an eloquent way of praying. Just simply say, Lord, here I am. Help me. I need you. Or just say, Jesus. The word says, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means you'll be rescued. And that's what part of the restoration is. You'll be rescued from the thing that thought it had killed you or taken you out. And I speak a decree over this word tonight. Somebody on this line, somebody in the chat room, if this is you, just ask God to help you. Just ask him to put you in, just to connect you to those God-sent people, those God-ordained people, to connect you to the Word. And ask God, I'm praying that the Holy Ghost come upon you and that the Holy Ghost will be quickened in you and that you will know that you know that you know, that you are more than a conqueror, that you are an overcomer, no matter what the locusts, the caterpillars, the palmer worms, and the canker worms are eating at, God is going to restore you. God is going to bring it back greater than before. God is going to return those sons and daughters. Those prodigal sons and daughters are going to come back better than new. The spirit of fear is going to be gone, and you're going to have holy boldness because I speak it in the name of Jesus. We're going to speak that suicide is no longer. We bind and rebuke it in the name of Jesus, that you will not die, but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord, that your mind is fashioned into the things of God, that the things of Satan will have to loose your mind, loose your spirit, and be gone. And we break that generational curse right now in the name of Jesus. That thing that is causing you to hemorrhage in your finances, whether it been something that was connected to your family or something that you've done, or if you're not tithing, if you're not giving, then I decree and declare that you will come to yourself and you will know God, you will trust him, you will trust him even with your money, you will trust him because God trusts us with the whole thing. Taxes for one tenth, and he gives us, we can do more with the 90 than we will be able to do with the 100. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about because I've lived that kind of life. But the thing of it is, I'm decreeing and declaring and praying over you that the enemy has no more authority in your life anymore. That this day that you come to yourself, this day that you touch and agree with the word of God, this day that you call upon the name of the Lord and say, Father, restore me, revive me. Father, recover. Help me to be recovered. Recover me from out of the pits of the miry clay. Bring me out, Father, just like you did Joseph. God brought Joseph from the pit to the palace. He brought Esther from Moab to Bethlehem. He made her the wife. He brought her from gleaning in the field to owning the field. God will do things for you that the enemy thinks that he has taken. Esther lost her husband, and she lost her way of doing the things the old way in Moab, which was not bad because Esther was a Moabite priestess. They sacrificed children. But guess what? God redeemed her and connected her to a Bethlehemite. And the thing of it is that she became a part of the lineage of Christ. God will do these things. He is amazing. He is a great and amazing God. He is faithful. There is nothing too hard for him. There is nothing that you can't do that God will not forgive you, but you got to forgive whatever it is that you need to forgive. If it's great-great-great-grandmama them, and if it's great-uncle so-and-so, so-and-so, if they molested you, you got to forgive them, and you got to move on. If they attacked you and if they talked about you and talked about you your whole life and said you were never going to be nothing, you got to forgive them and let God show them. You still got to do what you got to do in order for the recovery and the restoration to come forth, because the thing of it is, you can't stay dirty and operate in dirt and think that you're going to be clean in some of the things you do. God is not. He's not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. But God, you can't mock him in those things, because whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. So the thing of it is that even if it's something that you sold a long time ago, guess what you can do? You can just say, Father, forgive me. And guess what he will do? You're forgiven. You know how I know you're forgiven? Because his son died on the cross, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. People go around talking about they murdered Jesus. No, you didn't murder him. He gave up his life. That's what Satan wants you to think. That's a lie from the pit of hell. But the thing of it is, the restoration is right there waiting on you. The restoration is at the door. The door needs to be opened. The word says, ask and you shall, it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. How do you knock? You knock by seeking him. You by asking him, by, excuse me, praying and talking to him, or just openly say, Father, I surrender. I give my life to you. It is not boring being saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. I tell you this right here tonight on this call, I feel like I am in the best position I have ever been in, being saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. Don't let the world paint the wrong picture of you being saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. It's the coolest thing to do. It's the most hip-hop thing to do. It is the most, what the kids say, that's swag, that's tight right there. Yeah, that's it right there, because that's what we need to be, saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, because you got to be holy because God is holy. You want God to restore what you think you've lost? You haven't lost anything if God gave it to you. The enemy may want you to think you've lost it, but even if you feel that you've lost it, all you got to do is return to God. Because, see, we got to restore ourselves to God, Bishop. We wait
yes.
on God to restore things to us, but we got to be restored to God, because we got
Come
to restore our life to him. See, that's where the meat coming from right there. Y'all didn't see
right
it coming
there,
from
there. It is.
You got to restore yourself to God. That means you got to restore your time from over TikTok and Facebook and on your phone and texting and looking at fashion and seeing what your enemy's doing, because, yeah, we be watching our enemies because we want to see if we can still get ahead of them. So if you're watching your enemy and you're still trying to get them, you ain't restored yourself to God yet, because
God,
you're still living
on,
in unforgiveness. You're still living in anger. You're still living in vengeance. You cannot operate like that and still not expect the cankerworms and the locusts and the palmer worms and the caterpillars not to have access. Those things have to have they have to have authorization. And when you live with these things, that gives them authorization to devour you. But when you decide to, not only God has already made a decision to restore you, but you got to make a decision for yourself, to restore your
Amen.
Mind, to restore your spirit, to restore your soul to the living God who gave his only begotten son as ransom for our sin. To forgive
yes.
us, and then not only that,
mm-hmm.
he sent the Holy Ghost, and not only that, she said goodness and mercy. We got stalkers following us, goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. What makes you think that without goodness and mercy, what makes you think that's why you didn't get caught? That's why they don't know everything that's in your closet. That's why they don't see them skeletons fall out when the door swings open.
Well,
because the enemy will use you. He will stack bones and secrets in your life, and then he will put you out there on Front Street and open the doors up wide. But God will show you mercy, and he will not allow people to see those things, because once he forgives you, he throws it into
you're
the sea of forgiveness.
Yes.
And it's just,
Preach.
You're forgiven, and those things are as far as the east is to the west. You can't even measure those things. But the thing of it is, it's God is ready to restore you, but you got to be ready to restore yourself back to him. In the name of
yes.
Jesus, let this word fill you. And I pray, I can't even get this out, but God help us. We need to just make a decision tonight to restore ourselves, to restore
back
our
to God.
Relationship.
Yes.
To restore our relationship to God and to get ourselves back in right standing. So these locusts, these cankerworms, and these caterpillars and these palmer can go back to the pit of hell. You got
Where
to get yourself
from.
Right for God. Hell is
mm-hmm.
real and heaven
yes.
is real. I refuse to live on this earth in hell and then die and go to hell. It's going back to hell tonight. No more suicide. I bind it in the name of Jesus. He will not.
Well,
it will not touch our children. It will not touch our mothers. I ask God to fortify the single mothers. I ask God
yes,
to fortify
Lord.
The sons and the daughters. I ask God
yes,
to fortify the fathers. I ask God to fortify the pastors, the leaders. I ask
yes,
God to
Lord,
fortify
God.
Those to give sight to those that are walking in darkness. Restore their sight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Restore
yes,
life,
Jesus.
Father God. Restore peace where they will not want to end their life. Let them see the beauty of what
yes,
you have for us.
Lord.
Give them strength in the process, because going through the wilderness
My Lord.
Is strengthening you for the promised land. You have to be ready and in position to restore yourself to God. And to God be the glory for the word that was spoken on tonight. I pray that it helps somebody. If you're in this chat room, I pray that one thing come to you, that you will come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. All you have to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, born of a virgin, and that he died on the cross and rose on the third day, and that he is your Redeemer, your King, your Savior, your Messiah, and he is the one who, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And ask for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, too, because you will need the Holy Ghost in your life.
You're going to.
And get in your word. Get in your word. If you don't have a church home, Blog Talk Radio is on almost every night. You can tune in to the same number, and the times Bishop Charlene Cook always put them up on Facebook. You can go in, and you can always get a word. And if you don't have a word, God is going to send a word to you. All you got to do is ask him. And in Jesus' name, to God be glory. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also, the Spirit Alive Networks, we have over 4,000 programs in archives. So whether we're on or not, you can still get a word from the Spirit Alive Network. All you have to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, type in the Spirit Alive Ministries or the Spirit Alive Network, and over 4,000 programs will come up for your convenience. Now, tonight, if you're in, hallelujah, if you were blessed to be in the house tonight, hallelujah, and you would like to let the church say amen and put your praise on it, if you would kindly press your one on your keypad, I will kindly address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. And if you're in our chat room, either of the three, if you would relay your messages now, if you have a message, or if you gave your life to the Lord and you'd just like to let us know, if you would type that now, I will relay it to the gallery. Thank you so much. So, all right, people of God, if you'd like to have a praise, and if you're a part of GAP Ministry, please press your ones. If you would just like to let Apostle know that you were here and make a comment, you are more than welcome to do so at this time. All right, I know I see my elder sitting up in here. Edaliola, come on in the room, because I heard you. I heard your spirit way over here, girl. You was over there shouting. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. That was a great word, Apostle Jay.
Yes, it was.
As she was speaking tonight, I heard the word restore. God wants to restore us in our mind, our body, our soul, and our thoughts. Restore, that's a word that we really need to keep before ourselves, is restore. And asking for forgiveness and going to God with everything, restore. That's a word that I've heard. Thank you, Apostle, for that great word tonight.
Amen. Also, the Spirit Alive Network is in the midst of revival. So we are all, you know, I love the way the Holy Spirit moves through this ministry. We are all on the same page. We are all talking about restoration and revival and renewal because, you know, the people of God, we have been going through a lot. True. You know, we have been. But now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to give in. That is not the time to lose hope. This is the time for the people of God. If there was ever a time for the people of God to show the world what God's people are made of, it would be now.
Yes,
hallelujah. We can't just go around saying, fear not, fear not. The word of God says, fear not, fear not, fear not. And then we're knocking down people in the grocery stores trying to get the last loaf of bread or the last roll of toilet tissue.
Amen.
You know, we cannot run around talking about, you know, I'm just keeping it real. If we want to be restored, if we want to be renewed, revived, you know, we regenerated, then we have to give, you know, we have to give over our heart set, our mindset, you know, and we have to get real about where we're at in things.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We have to restore our time to God. We have to restore
our
heart.
That's it. We've got to get in God's face and say, Lord, search me. Uh-huh. And when he searches us and he shows us, don't try to paint it with a different brush. We need to take accountability and responsibility and make a change. Because let me tell you something, beloved. Once you have heard the word of God, you are responsible to live that
way. Amen.
Can't nobody else do it for you.
A lot of people are, and with that being said, also, Bishop, a lot of people have the word, but they have it hidden. It's like that lamp, and you take it and put it up under a bushel because they won't say anything out loud. They won't let people know that they are walking with God. When God has put you where you can help bring restoration, you can lead them to God so they can be restored back into him, you know, back to him. And, but the thing, it got me when the Holy Ghost quickened me. He said, but we have to restore ourselves back to God. The condition of our origin is for him because we were made by God. We were made by him and for him. The origin of our condition, that's our place and our position. We have to restore that. We have to, that's
Amen.
Our responsibility.
And it can only begin until we recognize that and know, you know, we, first of all, we have to, if when we fall short, we cannot allow the enemy to drag us around in it, you know, to rub our faces in it. What we have to say is, you know what? My daddy is faithful. Even when I'm not, my daddy is. You know, and we have to know that we are worthy to go to him.
Amen.
So we first have to forgive ourselves and go to him and just let it be known that we are, we recognize, you know, we recognize we need some restoration.
Yes,
And, you know, and I'm looking at what's happening around the, as we look at what's happening around the world, Christians being held hostage, missionaries being locked down, you know, people are getting in an uproar. But let me explain something to you. Everything, everything is under God's control.
Amen.
And there, this
Truth.
Is not
Amen.
To say, oh,
yes,
my
Lord.
Goodness. You know, Christians, we can't be, oh, my God, oh, my
no.
God. See, because each and every, we are true, true soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we're going to be persecuted. We know that we're going to be prosecuted. We know that we can lay, we lay down our lives. But that, when you know what? Jesus laid down his life for me, so I'm willing to lay down my life for him. So the devil still loses. People, we got to start living.
Exactly.
We have to start living in power now. Stop waiting until, like, we got to wait till we get to heaven. Oh, I'm going to live the abundant life when I get to heaven. I'm going to live a holy life when I get to heaven. I'm going to live a prosperous life when I get to heaven. No, all that's for right now.
Because, you know, Bishop, God says in the scripture in the 26th verse, he said, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied.
Yes.
That's after the restoration comes. You know what I'm saying? And, all you have, and he's telling us, praise the name of the Lord your God, because he's done wondrously with us. And his people shall never be ashamed. And that's what people keep forgetting. They keep forgetting that. It's like they, and then what I love, like when he comes down to that 28th verse, he says, and it shall come to pass afterwards. You know, you know, the rest of it, you talk about how you'll pour out his spirit. But I like just
that
sentence right there. It shall come to pass.
Shall come to pass. If he said it, he meant it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we run around saying those cliche words. If God said it, God meant it. Well, act like you know it. That's what we need to do.
Amen.
You know, I'm sitting up. Look, I'm sitting like up. You know. Everything I've seen in the last couple of years, I know the children of God, if we're praying and we're doing exactly what God said, we're about to see miracles. We're steady seeing blessings. I don't know about you, but see, I've been blessed all through the COVID. I don't know about the rest of
me,
but
too.
I.
Me too.
Okay. I've
me
been
too.
Seeing miracles every day. You
Lights
know.
Ain't been off. Never ran out of
you
gas.
Know,
I had
amen. Ain't ran out of gas. Every time I went to the store, there was a plenty of meat up in the counter. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, I ain't had to knock nobody down. You know.
And the thing about it is to show you how you've been blessing even if you caught COVID or been exposed to it, you still
are you here.
And God says it shall come to pass afterwards. And the thing of it is, I'm waiting on the outpour, Bishop. I'm waiting on him because it's going to take us to restore ourselves to God so the outpour of his spirit can come, you know, on the sons and the daughters. Those very children, those very men and women that the enemy is trying to destroy, he's afraid of God pouring out his spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes, he is.
He's afraid of God pouring out his spirit. So we come together and pray, touch and agree for this outpour, for the restoration to happen, for our hearts to be reinstated to the will of God and our spirits and our souls.
This
network to continue on and to go, you know, because, you know, I remember how you say, we like when Africa was added and other places was added. I mean, God is enlarging the territory.
Yes, he is.
So the spirit of God,
it has
to be poured out upon all flesh because his word will not return unto him void or unfulfilled of that which he sent it to. So we've got to pray for restoration.
We have to. And we have to pray for the receiving. God can't give us any gift unless we are willing to receive it.
We must receive the
restoration. We must receive the renewal. We must receive revival. We have to embrace it.
Yeah. The same way that you would be reinstated into your job.
Exactly.
Just like that.
Amen, amen. Well, I just praise God. Apostle Jay, once again, you brought another powerful, powerful teaching. I love it because God does restore. And you know, all I want to say to the saints of God is, what are you waiting on? You know, I mean, God has already proven himself time and time again. The word of God says that he proved his love towards us because while we were yet sinners,
mm-hmm.
He sent his son to die for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I just pray that you will receive the words of the mighty woman of God and that you will apply them to your life so that you might live an abundant life today. So we want to thank everybody for listening. We pray that you have a beautiful and blessed weekend. And from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network and the GAP Ministry, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here.
Good night, everyone.
At the Spirit Alive Network. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank you.
Love you.
God bless you, Elder. Love y'all. Love you.